And they'll have fan embassies there for any people who encounter issues and have questions. But on the legal front, you can also turn to an app that will be up and running. And because there are some concerns, and they were highlighted by the Football Supporters Association, of falling foul of the law in ways that you certainly wouldn't in this country, or indeed most countries. Rada Sterling is from Detained in Dubai and is behind it. Rada, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We did read a couple of days ago, and I know you, maybe you've seen this and can comment on it, but there are suggestions that they could be more lenient on minor offences by foreign fans at the World Cup.
I certainly hope so, and I'm sure that the police have been under instruction to sort of turn a blind eye to as much illegal behaviour as possible. But the same thing happened in Dubai with various events over the years, and inevitably we've ended up with people being arbitrarily arrested, detained, and even prosecuted. I think that there's going to be quite a culture shock from both sides, with visitors breaching local laws and customs, and with law enforcement overreacting to unintentional infractions.
They're obviously very aware of that. I mean, part of this briefing that they gave on the way they plan to police it was, so for example, if someone removes a T-shirt in public, they won't be arrested. They will just be asked to put the T-shirt back on. So they're saying there already is some kind of tolerance. So I wouldn't say it could be softly, but certainly, you know, a softer form of policing than maybe we would have expected.
Well, certainly, absolutely hope so. I think that the police overall have been instructed to do that, but at the same time I think that we'll see people on the ground there, perhaps local Qataris, making police complaints about certain foreign nationals attending the game. Now, if anyone makes a complaint about someone in particular, the police are going to be obliged to take that a little bit further, whereas if it's just the police who happen to see this behaviour, they're more likely to tell the person, you know, cover up, put your T-shirt back on. But if the complaint comes from someone else, they are obliged to charge that person.
Wow. They're only going to serve 0% beer at the matches at halftime. Well, that's fair enough, I suppose. But their drinking laws are quite draconian, and you do worry that people are going to fall foul of it, even though they say they're going to be relaxed.
I mean, I think it's inevitable. And again, the laws are so draconian that even having one single drink, having you know, 0.05% alcohol and that sort of thing, will be considered criminal. So if you offend someone and they complain about your behaviour, the police might be inclined to give you an alcohol test. And if it comes up with any degree of alcohol whatsoever, they can technically charge you under those alcohol laws.
What a great place.
Wouldn't you think, though, Rada, that in this situation, as we said, a slightly softer approach by the police, but if a Qatari complains, they are duty bound to do something about it. I mean, can they not just say, well, look, okay, yeah, we saw that, but then that's not the way we are currently policing it during this tournament. We're having a different approach. Or do they have no choice in the matter?
If a local Qatari does make a complaint and they want to follow through and press charges, then they will be obliged to do so. They might try to convince the local to drop the charges or to, you know, turn a blind eye. But I think a lot of these alcohol incidences turn into something more serious. And for example, when there is alcohol in a crowd at a football match, you know, there could also be swearing. There could be insulting behaviour. There could be alleged sexual harassment. And that's the kind of thing that's going to get people into real trouble there.
I was reading this morning about a hardcore England fan called Joe White. This was in the Times, and he had tickets for all the games and the final, and he's handed them all back because as member of the LGBT plus community and co-chair of the Three Lions Pride group, he doesn't feel it's safe to go there.
And he would be absolutely right. There have been hotels who have already warned the LGBTQ community not to make bookings at their hotel, that they're not welcome, that homosexuality is illegal in Qatar and people will be prosecuted. So definitely members of that community are going to be under threat that someone might make a complaint or, you know, call them homosexual, and they can definitely be charged for that. So even men just sharing rooms who are not homosexual could put themselves at risk of some sort of false allegation like that.
It seems the authorities don't really, from what you're saying, culturally have the control, because if a complaint is made and someone's sensibilities are outraged, who happens to live in the country, then, you know, I wouldn't say the police are powerless, but they are duty-bound to do something. It will escalate, won't it? It can't be dealt with maybe in a way that it could be elsewhere.
Certainly, and people have even got into trouble for being members of the gay community because they've reported an assault, or, you know, they've been punched by someone in a crowd. So they go and report that to the police, and they end up being charged for the reason that they were attacked in the first place. So there's all of those issues that will come to light as well.
Yeah. I mean, football fans generally are a tactile bunch, you know, any gender. And, I mean, you know, being tactile in that culture is frowned upon. And I think you're going to get quite a lot of misunderstandings along the way.
I think people, just by the fact that Qatar is hosting this event, they're going to feel that, of course, they're going to relax laws to allow for these sort of multicultural situations to happen in their country. And that's including alcohol, including homosexuality and various other practices, such as sex outside marriage, which is also illegal in the country. People are going to assume that there's a safe insulation around this event and that they can act as they would in Britain or any other country, and that the police will turn a blind eye to that. But judging on past events in the Gulf region, that simply doesn't happen. It might, you know, it's arbitrary enforcement that's the issue. You might feel safe because you see people behaving badly and nothing happens to them, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be afforded those same protections. It's going to be on a case-by-case basis, policeman by policeman, or if someone, again, makes a complaint about you personally.
Is your app up and running yet, Ryder?
Yes, it is. It's the Detained in Dubai app. So what we're asking people to do is, if there's any incidences, to report them to us so that we can warn other people to be cautious of that kind of behaviour. And of course, we will respond in the event of any emergencies. And we have a list of, you know, reliable lawyers and diplomatic connections that we can hopefully resolve things quickly without it becoming a big scandal for the World Cup.
Right. Fortunately, there's a piece this morning about that watching England at the World Cup, if they reach the quarterfinal as expected, could cost fans up to £20,000 in terms of accommodation, flights, if you can get alcohol, that sort of thing. Probably a good thing, because it'll put loads of people off, because really it doesn't sound like something anybody would want to do.
Well, I hear that a lot of people are going to be staying in Dubai, Bahrain, and some even in Iran because of the spillover of the event, that Qatar just can't even accommodate them.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, okay, so it's the festival of football, it sounds like it's going to be. You know, it's the football may be great.
There's a brilliant editorial by Jawad Iqbal in the Times today, basically detailing why this tournament should never, ever have gone there. We all know that's the truth.
Wow. Well, good work with the app, Ryder, and people certainly, if they're going to the tournament, should download it, because they may require your services. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much.